This podcast is brought to you by BitIRA, my affiliate partner. BitIRA leads the industry in helping consumers diversify their retirement accounts with cryptocurrency investments. Why BitIRA? Because they are among the most secure and compliant digital IRA solutions, guys, providers on the market. Their uncompromising commitment to security includes storing consumers' cryptocurrency in cold storage within grade V nuclear bunkers, protecting consumers' stored cryptocurrency with end-to-end insurance, complying proactively with regulations by using regulated exchanges and registering with the US government. Every asset class carries its own set of advantages. The key is achieving your financial objectives and growing your wealth is understanding those advantages and learning to balance your investments across a range of appropriate asset classes suited to your unique situation. So per notice 2021 from the Internal Revenue Services, digital currencies are treated as personal properties for tax purposes, thus making them eligible to be held inside a digital IRA account. That means that any gains you accrue through your digital currency investments remain tax-free until you withdraw them from your retirement account as a distribution. And here's something else that many people don't know. If you sell your digital currencies within your IRA without taking a distribution, any gains that you may have made can be reinvested in other asset classes. In other words, your IRA does not need to remain entirely in digital assets to keep this tax deferred designation. The current cryptocurrencies you can actually invest in BitIRA are Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Chainlink, Ethereum, Ethereum Classic, Zcash, and Stellar Lumens. Welcome to the future. I'm BioChef T, and guys, click my BitIRA link, affiliate link, right in the description to learn more and get yourself a free guide on digital IRAs. Peace. Welcome back to VecTween. I'm BioChef T, and today's podcast is going to be talking about these countries are leading the transition to sustainable energy. And this particular article is found in World Economic Forum. Then I'm going to go over to Costa Rica. This is found in Live Kindly. And Costa Rica's luxury vegan hotel is minutes from the beach. We'll talk a little bit about that as well. And lastly, we're going to touch on Bitcoin. El Salvador's president predicts two more countries will make Bitcoin legal tender in 2022 this year. Let's get into the news, guys. Over on CoinMarketCap, the top 10 cryptos starting with Bitcoin as of today, guys. These are the prices as of today. As of this recording, Bitcoin is at 47,313 and obviously number one spot. Number two, we have Ethereum, 3,827. Number three, Binance Coin, 531. Number four is Tether. Number five is Solana, $176. Number six is Cardano. At $1.37. Then number seven is the USDC coin. And coming in the eighth spot is XRP at 85 cents. Number nine is Terra Luna, $89.63. Number 10 is Polkadot, and that's $29.76. On my Twitter feed over the last few weeks, I've been tweeting out a bunch of stuff. You know, I tweeted about El Salvador president prediction for two countries will make Bitcoin legal tender, as I just stated. Also talking about the vegan hotel in Costa Rica, and which we'll touch on today, the carbon footprint, which we will touch on at the World Economic Forum, University Blockchain Research Initiative, that's Ripple. It's a University Blockchain Research Initiative. Discover how Ripple's University Blockchain Research Initiative supports universities around the world to build tomorrow's diverse. Let's see what this opens up here. Real power has been its groundbreaking technology. Academic unblocks blockchain's real power through curriculum research, technical innovation, knowledge sharing. The University Blockchain Initiative supports universities around the world to advance blockchain education and real-world solutions in digital payments and beyond. So they partnering with over 35 leading global universities. The program provides students and facility with strategic guidance, technical resources, and financial support. Really cool stuff Ripple's doing over, over at Ripple, technically, yeah. Anyhow, let's move on. 2020 was the biggest year, yet the marijuana sales in Colorado, medical and retail marijuana was sold throughout Colorado in 2020 than ever before after several unexpected trends. Really interesting article there. Hey guys, check me out on Twitter, BioChefT. I'm always tweeting about blockchain, crypto, healthy lifestyle habits, you know, things in the tech field, science, and obviously covering as much as I can on the cannabis sector as well. So Germany moves to legalize cannabis, second country after Malta. That's another tweet I have out, posted that on January 1st. So that's pretty interesting right there as we see cannabis continue its movement across the globe. So while exchange.com choose XRPL for sustainability, is there a greener alternative, AMB crypto? And this right here is another article here about sustainability, chooses XRPL for sustainability. If you don't know this already, XRPL is extremely sustainable, use low energy, and extremely efficient in terms of price and speed. So something you may want to look up whenever you get a chance. I would suggest maybe starting at ripple.com and kind of get through a few of their blogs to understand their platform and even understand the company, and you can see who's behind the development as well. You can also check out XRPL. Is it xrpl.org? That might be something you can check out as well. The organization and XRPL. Let me see something. I think that's, yep. You can check out XRPL. That's the XRP ledger. That's what the L stands for. And that's pretty much a community power utility, you know, where things are built on this ledger, which utilizes XRP for the efficiency that it brings to the blockchain. Let's move to World Economic Forum and talk about sustainable energy. So these countries are leading the transition to sustainable energy, and the Fostering Effective Energy Transition 2021 reports highlights global progress in tackling greenhouse gas emissions from energy generations. More than 70% of the tracked countries have made progress on energy access and security, but just 13 out of 115 countries have made consistent improvements over the past 10 years. Fossil fuels accounted for 81% of all power in 2018. More than 770 million people still lack access to electricity. Sweden, Norway, Denmark have topped the World Economic Forum's latest Energy Transition Index, ETI. Making the 10th anniversary of the index, the Fostering Effective Energy Transition 2021 report highlights the progress being made around the world to tackle greenhouse gas emissions from energy generation. At a time when more than 770 million people still lack reliable access to electricity, the ETI ranked 115 countries on their energy performance, including the resilience and efficiency of generation and transmission and progress to cleaner forms of energy. So they have a list here of rank top 10 countries from 1 to 10. And the ranking pretty much starts with number 1 is Sweden, 2 Norway, Denmark, 3, 4, 4th place is Switzerland, Austria in 5th, Finland in 6th, United Kingdom in 7th, 8th is New Zealand, 9 is France, and 10 is Iceland. Sweden leads the global ranks, followed by Norway and Denmark. The top 10 countries account for around 2% of the global population and approximately 3% of energy-related CO2 emissions. While the top 10 is made up exclusively of developed countries, the UK and France are the only major global economies to feature. The highest placed non-advanced economy is Latvia, number 12, which is classed as an emerging and developing Europe. Challenges remain. Fossil fuels are still the dominant source of global energy, accounting for 81% of the power in 2018. Reducing the reliance of coal, oil, and gas is necessary part of achieving vital climate objectives such as the UN Sustainable Development Goals and Paris Agreement. Over the past 10 years of the ETI, more than 70% of the tracked countries have made progress on energy access and security, but only 13 of the 115 have made consistent gains. The report says, noting that more needs to be done to improve the robustness of supplies to nearly electrified areas. So assessing reliance, the report outlines three key focus areas to increase the reliance of energy transition. These are, number one, deliver a trust transition for all. The shift to lower carbon forms of energy must not undermine economic and financial security. Number two, accelerate electrification and go beyond. So decarbonizing energy systems can only be achieved through increasing funding for research and development along with better cross-sector collaboration. Number three, double down on public-private sector collaboration. Annual investment in clean energy and energy efficiency needs to increase by a factor of 6 by 2050. According to the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC. And this link is going to be in the podcast description, so please click that link if you want to read further. Let's move on. So over in Costa Rica, guys, this was found on Live Kindly. I thought this was pretty cool. So if you're a vegan, you might love this. And if you're not a vegan and you're just trying to incorporate it, a little more plant-based meals, which is essentially carbs that are focused on like high fiber carbs into your diet, this might be something you want to check out. So Costa Rica luxury vegan hotel is minutes from the beach. So Costa Rica now has a luxury boutique vegan hotel. Mother Earth Vegan Hotel opened at the start of March and offers guests a high-end full vegan experience. It is located in the town of Tamarindo. Well, a popular holiday destination for beaches, diving, and surfing. The district is also home to rare leatherback turtle nesting sites. Pretty cool. The family-run Mother Earth Vegan Resort features 14 guest rooms built on the former family home. It also includes a rooftop yoga and healing studio, a natural saltwater pool, and its own poolside vegan restaurant, Off the Grid, which has a zero waste pledge. So according to the owners, they designed Mother Earth Vegan for eco-conscious travelers. In addition to its 100% vegan plant-based ethics, which includes food, drink, furnishing, cleaning products, solar energy power, the entire hotel and recycle wastewater, integrates the grounds. The vegan community is growing, said the hotel's owner in a release sent to Live Kindly, and with it the need for hospitality experiences that cater to them. With such an abundance of fresh ingredients at our doorstep, where we're driven to create a plant-based destination for like-minded eco-conscious travelers visiting this beautiful country, they continued. Off the Grid restaurant offers starters including portobello and red bean chili, buffalo cauliflower wings, and a grilled kebab skewer featuring Beyond Meat. The menu also includes a variety of burgers and sandwiches and specials such as palm heart crab cakes, mushrooms risotto, stuffed mushrooms, and vegetable cannellini. The restaurant also serves creme brulee and banana caramel. The soft opening of Mother Earth Vegan on March 5th saw several guests and a fully booked restaurant. The feedback has been incredible. Our unique space is about to soul and authenticity. We could not be happier for the validation, said the owner. Stays at the luxury vegan hotel costs between $112 and $165 USD per night, depending on the room and number of occupancy. At the restaurant, courses cost between $9 and $26 per item, as per the sample all-day menu. Off the Grid is currently open daily between 12 and 10 p.m. Really cool. Guys, link is going to be in the podcast description. If you're thinking about a vacation, you're thinking about eating towards the vegan style or plant-based meals, I should say. If you think about eating plant-based meals, this might be up your alley. Definitely check it out. Click that link. Let me know what you think. And lastly, El Salvador president is all in on Bitcoin and is stating that two more countries will make Bitcoin legal tender in 2022. On New Year's Day 2022, El Salvador president tweeted out his prediction for Bitcoin upcoming year, making some very bold bets. Seemingly the biggest prediction out of the six he made is that two more countries will adopt Bitcoin as legal tender. So El Salvador became the first country to make BTC legal tender back in September 7th, 2021. Sparking a revolution that caught the attention of many other world leaders. This is very interesting prediction, especially after El Salvador's ambassador to the United States, Milana, said that if successful in their country, other countries will follow in Bitcoin adoption. Bitcoin will become a major electoral issue in the U.S. election next year. He said the discussion around Bitcoin in the United States amongst politicians has really heated up over the past year. Many politicians, such as 2020 Democrat presidential candidate Andrew Yang, alongside Republican Senator Loomis Davidson showed their support for the asset class, while others U.S. politicians have expressed their concerns about the topic, like Elizabeth Warren, for example, who thinks it only benefits the wealthy. It would be very interesting to see how Bitcoin regulation unfolds in America as more politicians educate themselves on the matter. So the construction of Bitcoin City will commence, the president claimed. The announcement of its Bitcoiners paradise came at the end of Bitcoin Week in El Salvador, hosting two BTC-focused conferences, La BitConf and Adopting Bitcoin. The announced plans for the city claims it will have 0% income, capital gains, property, payroll, and mutual taxes, as well as 0% CO2 emissions. Adding to that, he also predicted that their Bitcoin bonds, which will be issued on Blockstream's liquid network, will be oversubscribed. So the president is betting, El Salvador's president is betting that Bitcoin would finally hit the long-awaited goal of 100,000 per coin. That price target seemed to be many people's prediction for 2021, but ultimately fell short at an all-time high of 69,000 per Clark Moody dashboard. Lastly, he claimed there will be a huge surprise at Bitcoin 2022 conference in Miami, Florida, this upcoming April. Last summer, the president of El Salvador, with the help of the Strike CEO, Jack Mallers, announced that he was sending a bill to Congress to make Bitcoin legal tender in El Salvador. One can only guess what announcement he has up his sleeve for this year's conference, where he will be attending in person. So be really interesting this year, 2022, with Bitcoin and the rest of the crypto space, all the altcoins as well. Bitcoin is the leader of the pack. It rise, everything else follows. So let's see how that turns out. Looking forward to a 2022 year of crypto excitement. Let's see what's going to happen in space. Can't wait. Hey, thanks for joining me. I'm BioChef T. Thanks for hanging out with me here on VicTween. And make sure to click the links in my podcast description where you can follow me, check some of my other social platforms out, and all the links that I got all the information from for this podcast today. Guys, happy new year. And wishing you guys a healthy, happy new year and so much more in your lives. I'll catch you guys later. Peace.